whiskey.
Welcome to the Whiskey Underground.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Speakeasy, the BSEA Whiskey Underground. We are here tonight to do a little short pour, to kind of sit back, relax, and just kick it with some awesome bourbon. Brant, how's it going tonight?
Doing awesome, man. Pretty excited about this episode. It's been a long time coming.
I know you are. This is your jam, man. It's time to shine.
Time to shine.
Joining us again tonight in the Secret Speakeasy is our very special friend, Sean Clifford. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, guys. I'm super stoked to be here, especially part of this episode.
You know what? No one's going to hate this one.
No.
Nope. No one's going to hate it.
Everyone's going to be jealous of it.
Yeah.
So tonight we're a little short pour, a little quick one. We're going to be drinking some Blanton's Single Barrel Bourbon Whiskey. The original single barrel bourbon whiskey.
That's it.
So, Brant, tell us about this, because this is your thing, man.
Yeah, so the story, as it's been told to me about Blanton's, Colonel Albert Blanton was a master distiller at the Buffalo Trace Distillery, I guess probably pre-Buffalo Trace, if I had to imagine. I don't really know the timeline. The story goes that his apprentice was Elmer T. Lee. That's kind of where Elmer T. Lee comes to fame, by being Albert Blanton's apprentice. But when he would have distinguished guests over for dinner or celebrations or whatever it would be, he would always get his apprentice to go and hand select whiskey from the dead center of Warehouse H. So center rack, center floor, just a dead center of Warehouse H, and they always drew from a single barrel. They used probably that the dog, I guess what they call it, blender's dog, to pull out of that barrel, and he would serve whiskey out of a single barrel. And that's kind of everybody raved about it, said it was the best whiskey they've ever had, and all that stuff. And that's kind of how the first single barrel whiskey was born. He just kind of had a knack for where the good stuff was at. And later on, as I guess a homage to his craft, Blanton's was born as the first single barrel bourbon. It's pretty cool. Before we kind of get, I guess, into super detail, the American version, it's tough to get, it's tough to get, but it's not tough to get, right? It's kind of a crazy thing. If you know where to look for it and you really pursue it, you can find it, but it's not one that's on the shelf every day, everywhere. I've seen it on the shelf before, but it's not everywhere. Super, super noticeable bottle. Scott, tell us about the visual aspects of this thing.
So this thing, it's like a blown up like hand grenade. It's got cuts on the sides. It's faceted. It is just a beautifully shaped bottle of whiskey. It's not traditional either.
Not at all.
It's totally different than any bottle you're ever gonna see. And I don't know if it's the bottle playing tricks, but it just makes that whiskey look perfectly reddish brown.
Yeah.
And I love, we talk about fancy labels and writing. This is just like perfect. It's just a brown strip of paper around the middle of the barrel, around the middle of the bottle, with all the information that's handwritten in there. When your whiskey was dumped, from what barrel, from what warehouse, from what rick number, and then the proof, because each proof's a little tiny bit different.
Yeah.
So the American version bottled at 93 proof, but you can get it in several. They make it in several different versions. So Scott, you're talking about the bottle being like having fats and cuts. Do you think that comes to play in when you're looking at the juice in the bottle versus making it just a round bottle? I mean, do you think that has some effect on how it looks in the bottle?
Oh yeah, because if you look at the bottom of it, there's kind of like a magnification aspect to it, and it kind of like deepens. I think it deepens the look of the whiskey. And we all know whiskey marketing is how it looks.
Hey, I do feel kind of rude though, because there's someone else here with us tonight.
Yeah, it's true. Sean, what do you think about this thing?
It's a beautiful bottle. It's unique. There's no other bottles really like it. It's not your standard 750 bottle that, you know, a standard shape is completely different. And it's like you said, it's like a little hand grenade with a pretty cool topper on the top.
Yeah, Sean, don't you think you could pick this bottle out on a shelf if you saw it from, you know, 50 yards away? You could probably tell.
Totally. Yeah, just the shape. You know, it's shorter. It'll fit in almost anybody's cabinet. You know, I have trouble. Half of my bottles don't fit in the cabinet I'd like them to, because they're too tall. This will fit anywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a great bottle to put in your collection, because like Sean said, you know, my Stranahan's, High West, those are tall. Those tall motherfuckers that don't just don't want to fit in most shelving. Yep. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Sean, you're talking about the bottle topper. Give us the rundown on the topper.
So the top is pretty unique. It's a cork, but it's not just any cork. It's got a little racehorse on the top, and there's a little jockey on there, and it's pretty detailed for, you know, being somewhat mass produced. You know, it's on every single bottle of Blanton's, and you can make out he's even wearing his little racing hat. And the coolest thing is each one has a different letter. And if you collect them all, it'll spell out Blanton's.
The other thing about the horse is that they actually, if you stack them from, you know, spelling out Blanton's, they actually show the horse in motion as it is running.
Yeah, like a gallop.
So which is really cool.
Would you talk about being crazy? I mean, that can't be a cheap cork to produce. And,
no.
And what is it, eight different ways? You have eight different letters that you have to kind of produce, which is kind of crazy too, because there are two N's in the spelling, and there are two completely distinct N's with a different horse position. One of them has like a colon behind the N, which I think is the second N. I'm not 100% sure on that, but
yes,
crazy bottle. I mean, just the bottle itself has to be a cost factor in this bottle. I mean, when you talk about other bottles that are out there that just look very generic and cheap, I mean, this is absolutely a cost factor going into this bottle for sure.
And I think one of the beauties of this is the bottle itself shows how much love goes into this whiskey. From the cork to the shape of the bottle, everything it's a lot of time and attention to detail that you know is going to translate into what they're actually putting inside that bottle.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, giving you all the information about barrel number, rick number, warehouse number, dump date, all of that, I mean, that's unnecessary, but it just shows that, you know, there's nothing to hide when it comes to Blanton's, right?
Yeah. So enough about that. Let's have Jeeves pour some whiskey here.
Hey, I will tell you something that's unique about this label. It says distilled and bottled by Blanton's Distilling Company. Doesn't say Buffalo Trace anywhere
else. No, it doesn't. Even though it is a Buffalo Trace product.
It's made at Buffalo Trace. And the warehouse H is a mega famous warehouse where it's produced. But hey, so mine, different than y'all's. I'll tell you one extra little feature, this wax. So it is actually a waxed cork. When you buy it, it actually has a wax seal on the cork, and there's two like little gold tabs that you kind of got to break off. Kind of funky
ribbon.
And on it, it's kind of funky and not doesn't really seem like to be the best secure piece of wax. It just literally boom, just pops right off. But
it's the best wax, and it doesn't get in your whiskey, unlike Booker's or Knob Creek.
Yeah.
Or Hudson.
Knob Creek needs to up their wax game.
Or Hudson or Maker's Mark or any of the other kind of crazy. Yeah, that's true. All right, so you guys pop this thing.
Yeah. Sean, give me some nose in there. What do you smell there? Besides the best whiskey ever.
Yeah, definitely. Dollar for dollar, amazing whiskey. It's got some nice citrus, a little bit of light oak.
Yeah, that rye, that spiciness on the rye there.
Yeah, it's kind of
sweet corn. Oh God, this smells so good.
I could wear this as cologne.
I know, right? It's like caramel's there, but it's not like every other bourbon where the sweet corn and caramel just punch you in the face. This hides it perfectly.
Yeah, all the other bourbons, that's kind of the marquee. It's like, oh, I got the caramel, the vanillas, but this is there, but it's not all it's got.
Oh, this is so perfect. Ooh,
yeah,
man.
And there's like, you know, there's the people that are going to shit on this because it's just so popular and everybody goes gaga over, just like Pappy. I mean, there are people that are going to shit on Pappy and tell you it's not worth it. But I really think that this is the mark. When I judge other bourbons, this is the mark. Like,
yeah, it's gold it is, standard.
It's so well. It's so well balanced. Like you talked about, like it's got vanilla, it's got oak, it's got, you know, caramel, it's got all the everything you want from a bourbon. And I just feel like it's done in the perfect proportions. Like it's,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's like you said, well balanced. It's not harsh for a 15% rye. It's a great bottle. So let's taste it, because too much talk.
It's also crazy consistent for a single barrel.
Wow.
It's just the right amount of rye.
Yeah. A little tiny bit of burn on the end of that, but sweet vanilla, caramel, floral, everything is just so perfect with that one.
Yeah, just a little bit of burn, exactly what you'd expect or what you would want in your ideal bourbon.
If you can't like this.
Yeah, I mean, 93, it's 93 proof, so it's not like those sissy 80 proof scotches and stuff like that.
Oh, wait till Isla week.
Nah, I mean, it is. And I mean, you know, Sean, you were talking about in the other episode, you know, your wife kind of being able to start distinguishing flavors in bourbon. You know, my wife's not a neat drinker. But we talked about on an episode before where she's had like an old fashioned with whiskey with Woodford, and then had the next one with Blanton's, and like she could immediately tell, immediately tell the difference in the quality of the bourbon, just how well it stood out, and picked out some of those kind of flavors. Like she said, it just tastes smoother, tastes more complex. I mean, I think it's true. Not that everyone wants to go around and mix Blanton's, but I mean, it's just kind of a testament to what good bourbon in a cocktail can do.
Yeah.
Hey, I made a Blanton's Old Fashioned when we did our classic cocktail show.
Yeah, you sure did. And that's what she had it in, and that's great. And I've got a local bar that does Blanton's. Literally on the menu, it's called a Colonel Blanton's Old Fashioned, and I mean, I think it's great. If you got enough of it to go around and can do it, that's freaking awesome.
If you can get it regularly, why not?
Yeah, and look, the truth is this does become a little bit more difficult to find. It's become more popular, and the more popular it gets, the higher prices you see this. To me, this one is a sweet spot around $55 to $60.
Yeah.
That's where I think it should lay. But I've seen it as high as $75.
I'm going to say, I mean, $55 to $65. I don't know if I've ever seen this for less than $55 on the shelf where I'm at. I don't think I've ever seen it for less than that.
I got my last two bottles. I got $49 a piece. Sam's Club.
Wow.
Yeah. My brother...
Yeah, buy everyone they got.
Yeah, it was out of town. They had like six left. And I'm a part of a Bourbon Society of Central Florida, which is, you know, just this Facebook group everyone shares if they find something, you know, interesting. Someone was like, hey, Lady Lake, which is like an hour north of Disney, has Sam's Club has Bland's for $49. And I sent my brother, who lives nearby there, to pick up all he could. He got me two bottles.
That's a damn good price.
Yeah, that's the cheapest I've ever seen it.
Yeah, well, I think mine, the two that I have are 54 and 56. So they weren't terribly bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, they were $20.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
$20.
That's right.
Well, my brother picked those up for me, but only paid him $20 apiece. So.
Correct.
That's all I paid for bourbon.
No, this is a great bourbon. I love the finish on it. It's not it's not harsh. It's not harsh. For a high rye, it's not harsh. It's light and floral, and it lifts off perfectly.
Like I said, it is if you're coming to the game and trying to be in the bourbon game, you got to be gunning for blends.
I mean, yes.
All these companies that are coming out and trying to make bourbons in this price point, I mean, if you're not gunning for blends, you're not even trying to play the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and look, there's a lot of blends, or there's a lot of whiskeys that are in that price range don't even hold a candle to blends. No. Not even close. No.
You know, I mean,
I'm looking at you, Hudson Fourgrain.
But I mean, you know, you've got your Old Forsters and Jeffersons and Bookers and all these guys that have names that are doing stuff a little bit different. But I mean, when you think about a Calumet, that's kind of one that comes to mind that you know, people compare. Like, man, you better bring it if you're going to be in this ballpark. You know, now look, something like that you can probably find on the shelf every day,
right.
Whereas this is not typically going to be on the shelf every day, but this is one of those bottles you don't typically pass up if it's priced right.
Yeah, if it's in that sweet spot, pick it up. Don't pass on it, because you're going to be missing out on one of the better bourbons that you can find. It's a little higher than what you're going to typically pay for like Woodford or Buffalo Trace or even like the Knob Creek stuff, but not too much more for all those.
Yeah. No, so I know we kind of always tied in, but at Disney, other than Polite Pig, have y'all seen this anywhere?
Misner's has it on a pretty regular basis. Bellevue has it.
Bellevue's
got it. Yep. Trying to think if there's anywhere else I've had it.
I wonder. I'm thinking if like California Grill or somewhere like that's gonna have
they
it.
They probably do. They got a decent.
You'd think they'd have it at the bar.
I mean, they got a big bar there. They got a big bar.
Yeah.
I like big bars. And I cannot lie.
Hey, now, don't go cheating on Jeeves.
That's right. Well, he's already pissed at us. He's finally getting over that episode.
we roughed the bar up.
Yeah. If you are at Disney, you could definitely find it over at the Polite Pig. They have it on a regular basis. And, you know, go down there, try it out. I wonder how much it is there.
They have, we kind of always talk about it, but it's just because it's phenomenal, the freaking bourbon selection at that place.
The food I hear is okay, but you're not going there for the food.
Fuck the food. Sit at the bar, talk to the bartender, and just start trying shit. Although also, they have like wine on tap and some other crazy stuff.
Yeah, they have like cocktails on tap too.
Right? Cocktails on tap. That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the bar. I kind of like how the bar is where you can like look out into Disney Springs. So you can sit at the bar and people watch because it's kind of got the windows right there. So
they have a flight of this with Eagle Rare, Old Medley 12, and Blanton Single Barrel for $25. That's not a terrible,
the hell is
terrible
old,
price.
The hell is Old Medley?
Never heard of it.
That's how they even out their profit margins.
that's the well bourbon. Yeah. It's a plastic bottle.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? I might need to find this. It's a, it's sourced, but it's about $50 for a bottle.
Oh, really? Medley.
Huh. Yeah. It's so what's a closed distillery, too.
What's a pour of Blanton's?
No price. I think those are on a ask basis because it's got the, it's on their list, so they do have old. They have Blanton's single barrel. Just you got to ask for it and ask how much it is.
So I mean, so around here you're gonna pay you'll pay $12 to $14 probably for a pour.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like 14 or something at Meisner's. So it was like $2 more than Woodford Reserve. That's why Sydney was like, fuck it, give me a Blanton's.
That's what I did when we were there a year ago. I was like, oh, it's only $2. I was like, do you have Blanton's right now? They're like, yeah, because I've been looking for some before I ever found any. I think I had three or four. Yeah, Polite Pig, they've got Pappy usually. They've got a lot of the antique collection.
Got a bunch of Whistle Pig too.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But I think... I want to say the George T. Stagg was somewhere like $80 or $90 last time I was there. It was ridiculous.
That's a price of a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your name's Scott.
That's right.
Right.
You're lucky. I was lucky, to be honest. So it's $14 at Miser's Lounge.
Yeah.
that's not a bad price. It's not a bad price at all. Try it once. If you like it, go out and hunt for it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if you want to do some hunting for whiskey, go over to the Facebook group, the www.facebook.com/group/BSEApodcast. That's where you're going to find the secret society that we have there. It's where you're going to find all the fun bourbon tastings, bourbon pictures. So we're going to share your bourbon collection. We're going to share what you found at the store on Friday night because that's when we all do our shopping.
Payday.
Payday.
Yeah, on the way home, on that way home for work.
Yep. Yeah. Way home from work. Stop.
Oh, it's always $20.
Exactly. Everything. Finding everything for $20. I got to come to your store.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's a good store. So go over there, facebook.com/groups/BSEApodcast. Awesome group. Awesome people there. Sean, you're a member of the Secret Society.
Proud to be here.
And we got some fun stuff coming up, so don't miss next month's episode. It's the Indiana Jones episode. We're going to be drinking some Jack Daniels. We're going to be drinking some Johnny Walker. They may have household names, but they're not bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and if you have the full collection of Blanton's letters, let's see it. That's the challenge this week. If you got all of them, let's see your spread. If you've conquered the Blanton's court game.
Yeah, or let people know what you're missing, because you know, I might have some unopened bottles of doubles, and we can just swap new bottles and complete the collection.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. So, as we always say, may your time here be educational and enjoyable. And always, let's finish off with our mission statement. So, Brant, why don't you start us off?
If you came here to learn,
drink what you've learned.
Came here to share.
Share what you drink.
If you came here a stranger,
may you exit as a friend.
And if you came here for adventure,
drink up.
Cheers. Good night, everyone.
Cheers.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.